Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome in as we move along here on a Wednesday, and it's time to talk with our friends from the Better Business Bureau. James Price joins us here. Let me get ahead of myself here. BBB, Regional Manager for the Central Tennessee Region, or otherwise known as the guy here in Murfreesboro doing a lot of work, right?
There you go.
That's a long title. Easy to say, huh, for me. So how are things?
Outstanding. For some people, anyway. You know, there's a lot going on out there in the world right now, and there's a thing out there called the coronavirus. I don't know if people have heard about that.
Yeah, does it have anything to do? It's not beer related or anything.
No, you can't.
Different corona.
But we'll get to that in just a second. We want to talk first, I think, something that's going to really affect everybody.
Well, this is the time of the year, James, where we have tax season. A lot of people are getting their tax stuff together and getting all, you know, their returns done. And of course, it always brings an opportunity for those very smart scammers out there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's the tax scam that's going on. And, you know, we just want to take some time today just to have everybody be aware of that those scammers are out there. We've talked about this before. Tis the season, and the seasons come all year.
Yeah.
So this just happens to be tax scam season.
You know, I've always thought that if the scammers would actually put forth the energy that they do to do this, they'd probably have some really good jobs, you know?
Absolutely.
But so what are some things that we need to watch out for? Tax ID theft, I'm sure, is high on that list at this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first thing is, you know, how does a scam work? You know, you're going to file your taxes as normal, you know, and expect the refund from the IRS. But instead, what's going to happen is you're going to get this notice from the IRS that's saying, more than one tax return was filed for using your Social Security number. Well, there's a red flag right away. And what happened is, you know, scammers got a hold of your information. And I think we've talked on here once or twice before about don't share your personal information.
Right.
Yeah, scammers, you know, they have pieces of your puzzle. And when they call you, they're fishing for that the rest of that information that's going to complete that puzzle for them, that's going to be able to tell them exactly how to get all your money and scam you all the way. So don't ever give your personal information out.
I would think that as long as they had, you know, like your Social Security number and name, address, birthday, that kind of thing, it wouldn't matter wages and all that. They can make all that up.
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of the things they'll say here is, the IRS will say is, well, you know, we received your tax return, but there was this other W-2 that went along with it. It may not have been someplace you ever worked.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they're going to make up information along the way just to kind of get it. So, you know, how do you avoid these tax scams? The first thing is to file early. And that's one of the best ways to do it because, you know, you want to file them as early as possible before a scammer has the chance to get a hold of your information and use it. Plus, you get your refund quicker.
Right. You know? For those who are getting a refund, but they're not going to scam someone who's going to have to pay anyway, right?
Right, yeah. I'm getting a scammer, and they wrote the check for me. I don't think that's ever happened. So, you know, watch out for the red flags. You know, you receive a notice about the IRS that, you know, for a duplicate return. You want to respond as quickly as possible. They told you that you had wages from somewhere that you never worked. Or you receive notices that don't actually apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another one is that you owe an additional tax refund to offset collection actions taken against you for a year you didn't have a tax return.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Didn't think about that one. So they can actually, with that, I guess, have taken your information from the past?
Right, right.
Wow, goodness. So in anything in that regard that goes on, you need to contact the IRS if anything suspicious is going on.
Absolutely. You know, protect your Social Security number. Mm-hmm. Don't give it out. Research your tax preparer. You know that you're doing your due diligence there. Maybe go to BBB.org and type in the name of the tax preparer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. I guess their information could be... well, make sure that your tax preparer is someone that you know or that you trust, not just someone who may actually take that information for themselves, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Also, as we talk to James Price here with the Better Business Bureau, talking about ways to avoid tax ID scams. If you're the victim of ID theft, is there something you can do here?
Yeah, you know, actually, you know, protect your information. You can go to bbb.org and get some tax tips at this tax scams at our scam tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if you're a victim, contact you know, the IRS. That number is 1-800-908-4490. And then you can also go to ftc.gov/complaint. Would be another way to do it, is to file a complaint with the IRS and the tax service.
Also mentioned something about identity protection PIN. You can get one of those from the IRS as well.
Absolutely.
So it looks like that is a number that, in addition to your social security number, confirms your identity. So if you don't have that, the scammer can't just use your social security number to file your taxes, it sounds.
Yeah, and you can go to irs.gov to get more information on that.
Well, very good. Some tax ID theft scams, they're always out there this time of the year, so you want to be very careful that you're not a victim of a tax ID scam situation. Protect your identity. And as you said, anybody who's fishing for personal identifying information, you got to keep that close to your vest. That's the biggie.
There you go.
Joining us today is James Price, the Better Business Bureau Regional Manager for the Central Tennessee region here on News Radio WGNS. We'll be back with more coming up here in a second.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm Attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we're here to help if you've been injured. If you need an injury lawyer, call me at 615-867-9900.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. WGNS, AM, FM, and online. If you want to talk sports, you want to talk local, you want to talk with Monty Hill Jr. and Tim Tackett, it's All Sports Talk, weekdays at 5 on WGNS.
We're talking with James Price with the Better Business Bureau today, and we're going to talk about the coronavirus. It seems like everybody is talking about that, and so is the BBB. That's interesting.
Well, you know, it's a season. You know, tis the season.
Well, it's something that I've never known the BBB to ever have to talk about, because it's something that's new, but... So how does this work into, I mean, are there scams going on with this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the scammers, you know, they find an opportunity and they just jump right on it. So this one has to do with a Corona fake delivery scam. And what happens here is, you know, there was a website that went up to sell, you know, a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have the shot to protect yourself from the coronavirus.
Oh, so you could get a vaccine and purchase it from this place here, right?
Yeah. Well, First thing we have to realize is there's not one yet.
Yeah. Exactly. But,
I mean, if you, we can Google that right now, and we can see that they don't even know if they're going to have a vaccine by the time this whole flow is over with, this current trend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what they're doing. They're using a scam to try to sell you a vaccine for the coronavirus, and then once you pay for this, the scammer's not going to send them to you.
because it doesn't exist, right. Number one. And thankfully, it's not like it's just something that they do send you, because there is no such vaccine. So I wouldn't want to put that in my body anyway.
But, right. Yeah. But then it goes on, mm-hmm. You know, because now that the scammer has got you convinced, you know, that they can sell you a vaccine, they create a fake shipping website to even steal more money from you. Because, wow. You know, once you get scammed, sometimes they're hesitant about, you know, admitting that they've been scammed.
Right.
So then they go after more for you, though. You know, well, now we have the cost of the product and their shipping costs that go along with that. And then, oh, there's taxes. Oh, and then I forgot about these other taxes. And then, of course, they'll throw in things like airport fees and maybe even bribes along the way. And they'll,
really?
Yeah, they'll just kind of make stuff up as it goes. I mean, as long as they got you convinced that, you know, you'll open your wallet and give them money, I mean, they'll just figure out other things to charge you for if you're, you know, in that mindset where you're going to give them the money.
That's very scary. So I guess the key here is, if you're approached by this about a vaccine for the coronavirus, there's not one. So let it end right there.
Right.
And don't fall victim to this. But any other things that we can kind of watch out for that might help us along? Is there a name to the company?
So you know, we found some red flags, you know, and the first thing we says is, well, one was the vaccinecoronavirus.com registered, and it was just January 29th. So it's not very long ago. So, you know, this is a recent website that went up. That should be a red flag to somebody, you know, if they're urging you to get something, then the website hasn't been up very long. You know, that's a red flag number one. And then watch out where it's being hosted at. This one's being hosted by, it's this long ns.hostland.ru, n53hostland.ru. Yeah. I mean, it's a bogus company that's hosting the website in the first place. So you have to ask the question, well, where can I find reviews on the vaccinecorona.com website? Well, the only place you can find it is
their website.
and of course they're going to give themselves high marks, you know.
Of course, yes.
So is it legit?
No.
It's a delivery scam to bait you into just sending them money. So, you know, what else do you need to know about them? We know that they use an email, orders@vaccines-coronavirus.com. And any address that is fake, and the phone numbers and the virtual phone numbers that, you know, redirects to, you know, their cell phones. And, you know, in this day and age, too, it is so easy for scammers to get another phone number. Once people realize that a phone number is bogus, they just go get another one.
Yeah. And once you fall victim to this, and if you think, well, I can get my money back, that's not going to happen.
No. This is, you know, the easy answer to that is, you know, they take the payments and it's untraceable, and the bottom line here is you know, you're just not going to get your money back.
And as with this scam or other scams, report it to the authorities if you are a victim of a scam. James Price with the Better Business Bureau joining us today. And one final thing before our time gets away, I want to remind folks, Shred Day is coming up next month,
right?
Yeah.
April 18th, right after tax day, which gives you that opportunity, if we go back to our first one, is to protect your information. And so if you have stuff to shred, that would be a great day to do it, right after all the tax season's done.
So I wrote down March, and I knew that was wrong because it's after tax day. So April 18th, that's on a Saturday. Yes. And this has typically been at the Lowe's on Old Fort Parkway. Still there. All right. And it's, was it start at 9?
9 o'clock, till the truck's full.
Gotcha.
And once the truck's full, they don't take any more. So get there early and shred your stuff.
Well, it's 9 o'clock until the truck's full, or noon, whichever comes first, and it's almost always the truck.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I really rarely remember it being out there after 11.
All right.
In years past. So just kind of keep that in mind. And it's free for consumers here in the area as well. So very nice.
If you have a complaint, if you BBB.org. And don't forget, if you got a business that provides you great service, go to BBB.org and give them a good review. You know, we work for the businesses and help make them better. We want to warn consumers, but we want to let everybody know, too, when businesses are doing a great job out there.